It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In our series on the feasts of the Lord, we now come to the Feast of Weeks. In Hebrew, it's referred to as Shavuot. In Greek, it's Pentecost. As usual, the question is often, what's this got to do with me? And sometimes, in this case, what if I'm not a Pentecostal? So let's begin with the institution of the festival in ancient Israel. We'll read from Leviticus 23, verses 15 to 22. There we find some of the instructions for this Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. Count off 50 days up to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each a year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering and 2 lambs, each a year old, for a fellowship offering. The priest is to wave the 2 lambs before the Lord as a wave offering together with the bread of the first fruits. They are a sacred offering to the Lord for the priest. On the same day, you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. Now, here are 3 simple observations. First, as for timing, this one-day festival was 7 full weeks counted from the Feast of First Fruits, and it was on the day following the Sabbath, bringing it to the first day of the week, our Sunday, which is the 50th day. So, in Greek, this feast is referred to as Pentecost. It celebrated the beginning of a harvest, in particular the wheat harvest. Second, like other feasts, it engaged the physical senses. There were a number of sacrifices associated with this festival, burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings to the Lord, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Can you imagine what it would have been like to be present during those offerings? The flames would have leapt high. Perhaps you could even feel the heat. As the intense heat licked at the drink offerings, there would have been a loud whoosh. And what of the aroma as the smells of animal, grain, wine, and olive oil filled the air? The third observation is bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. Leviticus 23, verse 12. Keep in mind that Israel was to eliminate leaven or yeast from both its diet and its houses during an earlier festival. I wonder why they are now to present bread baked with yeast as a wave offering. The heat of baking would have arrested the activity of the yeast. Nevertheless, it had been baked with yeast. Furthermore, there was not just 1 loaf, but 2. Why 2 loaves baked with leaven? We'll come to that. How and when was this feast fulfilled? Jesus Christ had been crucified during the Passover. The first day of the week following the Passover was the festival of first fruits. That was the day that Jesus rose from the dead. Counting 50 days from the festival of first fruits brings us to the day of Pentecost, the festival of weeks. What happened on the 50th day following the resurrection of Jesus Christ? The event is laid out for us in Acts chapter 2. About 120 followers of Jesus had gathered together in Jerusalem. This account begins, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues or languages as the Spirit enabled them." That's Acts 2, verses 1 to 4. Did you note what was heard and seen? The sound, like the blowing of a violent wind. Whoosh! the sight, tongues of fire came to rest on each of them. And then other things began to happen. These followers of Jesus began speaking human languages that they had never learned. In the Greek text, it also indicates they were speaking regional dialects. Some who heard thought it was drunken gibberish. Others would say, no, that man over there is speaking the very dialect that we speak back home. The attention of thousands of Jews was riveted to these strange happenings. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. And read what he says in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 41. There we hear Peter's explanation of what God had done and what he was doing through Jesus Christ. As a result, about 3,000 of these Jewish people became followers of Jesus that day. Even though we have heard what Peter said in Acts chapter 2, we still ask the question, what does this have to do with us, with me? We should recognize immediately that this is what Jesus had told his followers about only a few days earlier in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. Do not leave Jerusalem, he said, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John the Baptist baptized with, or literally the Greek reads, he baptized in water. But in a few days you will be baptized with, or literally in the Greek, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. What's the significance for us? In our study of these festivals, we have come to expect Paul to explain the significance to followers of Jesus in his letters to the Corinthian Christians. This festival is no exception. And here's what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 13. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized in one Spirit, into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. This text explains the importance of what happened on that Pentecost. It was the promised baptism in the Spirit by Jesus Christ. Although this text, and indeed the whole event, is full of significance and power, here are a few insights into what it means for us. We find here that one body is a metaphor for followers of Jesus who together in all their diversity compose the body of Jesus Christ, the church of all true believers in Christ Jesus. Thus, in a very real sense, those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ here and now together make up the tangible presence of Jesus Christ because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Two loaves baked with yeast. Jew and Gentile, sinners saved by God's amazing grace through Jesus Christ. And remember also that this was a one-day feast, like the Passover and the Feast of First Fruits, and therefore refers to a fulfillment in a unique historical event. The Passover was fulfilled in the unique historical event of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. When a person receives Jesus Christ, that person comes into the full benefit of the once-for-all crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. The Feast of First Fruits was fulfilled in the unique historical event of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When a person receives Jesus Christ, that person comes into the full benefit of the once-for-all resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in the same way, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, was fulfilled in the unique historical event of the sending of the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 2. When a person receives Jesus Christ, that person comes into the full benefit of the once-for-all baptism in the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ, and that person becomes part of Christ's body, the church. Wow, there's so much more to learn, but that will have to wait for another time.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.